Well, that Raise the Roof housing protest that you've just been hearing about there is just getting underway in Dublin city centre. We'll be going over there shortly. But first, oh, I think we can go there right now, actually, because we have our the RTÉ reporter Laura Hogan standing by in Parnell Square. Laura, what's the turnout looking like there at this stage?
Yes, Katie. Well, just at this moment, crowds are starting to gather here in Dublin, Parnell Square this lunchtime. And their plan at the moment is to gather here. We have some the likes of People Before Profit here urging people to sign a petition in relation to housing. Lots of other political parties, Labour, the Social Democrats are also here, I can see. And trade unions really across the spectrum. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions is involved in this Raise the Roof campaign. And there's representatives from Forza, from SIPTU, from the INTO as well, and also from the INMO. So a huge political and trade union support for this Raise the Roof campaign. And really they're calling for government to take urgent action in relation to the housing crisis. And among some of their demands, I suppose, is today from what we're hearing is they're looking for rent controls, they're looking for bans on evictions, and they're also looking for the government to build public housing on public land as a matter of urgency. And one person we spoke to earlier was Brendan Carr from SIPTU, and he told me earlier today that really, I suppose, if you have a young couple who are both working and earning money, that, you know, it's really not right in this day and age that a couple like that shouldn't be able to afford a place to rent and would be placed in emergency accommodation. And as we know, today's protest comes just a day after the numbers in emergency accommodation reached a record high, peaking over 11,000. Some 3,500 of those homeless people are children. So really, that's what's getting people out on the streets here today.
And again, I know it's very early days there, but have you any sense of that this is going to be a protest of considerable scale?
At the moment, it's hard to say because, as I say, the numbers are just starting to gather here outside the Garden of Remembrance. There are certainly some thousands here, I would say, at the moment in the low thousands, but the plan is for them to march from here at the Garden of Remembrance across the River Liffey and to gather then eventually at Merrion Square, where there is a lorry set up, but there will be speeches and music and so on. So, you know, they could always gather numbers as
it goes, yeah,
goes on.
Indeed. And as you say, there are actors, musicians, a lot of celebrity support for this rally as well.
Yes, Donal Lunny and Glenn Hansard were told will be among those providing musical entertainment, I suppose, as part of this protest rally at Merrion Square. And we also heard from the likes of Liam Cunningham as well, who's supporting this cause.
Is there a large Garda presence there?
At the moment, the usual levels, nothing out of the ordinary for a protest of this nature at the moment.
Okay, Laura, we leave it at that. We'll keep an eye on developments there. Many thanks for joining us with that update. Now we're going to hear from some of the voices who are at that rally. Our man on the ground, David O'Sullivan, has been talking to protesters in the build-up to this afternoon and asking them why they turned out today.
Everybody should have the right to a roof over their head, and it shouldn't have to be that people come out onto the streets to protest for this human right. I have a son myself at home, and he's no way of getting a mortgage or anything else for himself. It would cost inflation and everything else. It's crippling to his young kid, and he's a good job, and it's just to get an actual mortgage with the banks and the whole lot. He's struggling, so I don't think any time soon him or the likes of his age group will be getting a roof over their head or a chance to get one. I mean, you're coming up along the quays here and everywhere else, there's houses boarded up. There's men and women and children on the streets there in sleeping bags and tents. This is not good enough. It's time now to show yous me and what yous are saying. Help the people out and sort this problem. Get the housing crisis done and dusted and sorted.
Refugee housing to show support to refugees who don't have homes. I mean, we have enough houses, there's just not, rent is too high and the price of houses are too high, so we need to lower the price of houses and make them more affordable.
So I'm living in Cabra. I've been living in Dublin the last few years for college. I'm paying quite high rent. I think that's a general feeling that the rent pressure zones haven't been enough. The rent has gone up too high in the last number of years. People don't have the corresponding wage increases to match it, so that's why we're out today. We've got a dysfunctional national student accommodation strategy. It's one that was put in 2017, focused very much on the private market. There's not enough state investment in purpose-built accommodation on our campuses, but equally it's not just about the stuff on college campuses, it's about effective rent controls in the general market, and a lot of students are stuck living at home in an unregulated dig situation, so there's a need to walk and chew gum at the same time by putting in more supply and better protections for tenants.
Like a lot of people just feel a bit hopeless, you know, we're renting, we can't save, we've no security where we are, so we want to save for a deposit for a house and we just can't. I mean, all our friends are kind of in the same boat as us, like people living at home, you know, people paying extortionate rents, like everyone we know really is in the same boat.
And those were just some cross-section of voices from that rally today that's taking place in Dublin City Centre. I'll introduce you to my panel today. Stephen Matthews, Green Party TD for Wicklow and Chair of the Committee of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD for Sligo Leitrim and Party Spokesperson on Justice and Equality. And Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD for Dublin South Central. And Stephen Matthews, as I said there, you're Chair of the Oireachtas Housing Committee. You're a member of the government party that's presiding over this mess. Like, what do you have to say to those people today and all those people who are going to be taken to the streets today?
Yeah, well, firstly, I would say to the people that are protesting today, I thank them for coming out and protesting, because large-scale, mass, peaceful protest like that does generate action. We saw it with climate action. If it wasn't for that type of demonstration and people coming out, there may not have been the action on climate that we've been able to
implement. Are you saying that the government needs to see thousands of people on the streets before it takes action on housing?
No, I thank people and acknowledge the crisis that we're in. And I understand the frustration and the anger that we've heard there in that piece that you've played. And if we want to go through those points, and I would like to go through them, because it's important, Katie, that we deal with facts here. Okay, and we're talking about people requested rent controls. So in actual fact, what we have is a rent control in place at the moment. There's a 2% cap on rent increases at the moment, and that was introduced in line with inflation. Now, inflation is running at 9%. So if you look at a cap of 2%, when inflation is at 9%, that's a fairly significant cap on rental costs. Bans on evictions were asked.
Leitrim is 20%. Sligo was 18%.
So yeah. Bans on eviction was another thing.
Just on that before we leave the rent controls, mm-hmm. because, I mean, that sounds great.
In
on
rent
paper,
pressure zones.
It?
Sorry, I should like
yes.
I would agree that
even in rent pressure zones, rents have gone up very significantly in the last number of years.
Absolutely, they have. There's no doubt in it at all. The facts are there.
So the controls aren't working.
Well, the rents increased over the last couple of years. We introduced that rent cap not so long ago, that 2%. But it's inflation's at 9% and the rent cap is at 2%. But if we look at the other thing that was requested, bans on eviction, we've introduced that moratorium on evictions that was introduced
just
last month.
Just for this winter, we're told it'll be lifted, and there's a lot of fears about what's going to happen when that...
And it's something that we continually monitor and look at that. Now, our advice...
Why did you vote against the Sinn Féin motion that came forward this week to declare a housing emergency? Because if that was declared, you would then be in a position to introduce things like eviction and not have to worry about whether it's constitutionally difficult to do these things. That would give you a free hand. Like there was a free hand when we said we had a health emergency during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. So we have introduced the rent controls. We have introduced the moratorium on evictions. Calling it an emergency is not going to speed up or do anything different. The government is implemented a number of measures there. And I want to go through them, Katie, because we do need to deal with facts here. And I think the people who are protesting today need to hear the facts and not just words from Sinn Féin. We hear a lot of words from Sinn Féin, a lot of rhetoric. We hear very few suggestions, and they don't want to go down the route of dealing with the hard facts in relation to housing.
Do you think facts are going to put a roof over people's heads, though?
I think it will help people understand the situation and understand what government are doing and producing a number of houses and a number of strands to what we're doing
in terms of housing. We'll talk about more issues, but I just want to let other people understand.
And that's fine,
this,
but
we
need to deal with these.
First of all, Katie, the rent pressure zones has not worked. Every module that we have counted for everything got to do with housing, homelessness, people on waiting lists, on council waiting lists, people that are trying to get mortgages, across every scale that we look at it, the government keeps missing their targets, keeps falling short, and yet they keep coming out telling us that their plan is working. Their plan isn't working, and people wouldn't be on the streets today if they felt the plan was working. The plan has been an absolute disaster. It hasn't worked. It hasn't provided housing for people. It has actually made matters worse. In many cases, what we've seen is large-scale vulture funds coming in, buying up properties, putting rents through the roof that people can't afford. We also have schemes that have been built in many parts of the country where we have public land, which instead of buying and building public houses on it for affordable prices that people can afford to rent and buy, what they do is they allow in developers to build private houses on it at top market rates that people can't afford. And they're the real problems that need to be tackled. And finally, on the issue of the emergency, if you do declare an emergency, you're correct, Katie, if you declare an emergency, it opens up the possibility for to do more measures which you can do in an emergency way that you cannot do as we sit now.
Breed Smith.
Well, Stephen's contention that people need to know the facts and that he appreciates them being out marching, they're out marching because they live through the facts. And the facts are that, like we heard in the Vox Pop, people in their 30s and 40s are living with their parents in increasing numbers because they can't afford either to buy or rent in the current situation. The facts are that the highest level of homeless figures was reached the other day, the highest ever in our history. The facts are that you have vulture funds coming in buying up whole properties. You have landlords issuing eviction notice now that'll kick in as soon as Katie said, as soon as the moratorium is lifted. We will have a tsunami of evictions. The facts are that the government has not managed to deliver on its own policies and has built less houses this year than previously. There's less starts on houses this year than we're expected, 12% down. So the facts are, people are very, very familiar with them and are living through them. The problem is that the fact that you won't recognise is that the government's housing policy is an utter failure, and we do need to declare that emergency. So excuses like, oh, we might be contested in court, it might be legal to interfere with private property rights, that excuse needs to be put to bed, and we need to declare that emergency to allow the government and insist that the government do the right thing.
Can I just before we leave, I have a text in here. Will Sinn Féin and People Before Profit urgently stop objecting to housing developments?
The only housing in County Leitrim that I've seen objected to in the last number of years was objected to by a Fianna Fáil and a Fine Gael councillor, social housing.
Well,
this issue of objecting to housing is an issue. It is an issue in places where people have put in observations where they see large-scale public land being used to build private houses at top market so that people can't afford them. And naturally people are going to say, we need to deal with that issue.
Breed, just respond to that very quickly.
The journal.ie did a fact check on this, and they showed that the bulk of the objections are on the basis of wanting to see public housing and public land. And certainly in my area, that's the truth. And not enough social housing being built.
I'll give you a fact now.
I haven't finished. The objections are not on the basis that we don't want to see housing built, but we want to see public housing on public land. We want to see affordable housing. Yeah. We want to see people to be able to stay in their communities, live in their communities and rent in their communities.
Let Stephen Matthews back in.
The Land Development Agency Act that we introduced last year, we got agreement there would be 100% public housing on public land in those pressure areas. Sinn Féin voted against that. Now, Sinn Féin also voted against 18 local authority approved housing body schemes in Bray. Their councillors voted against it. And that's a fact, Martin, and you may not like, but it's a fact. And if Sinn Féin had been in control of that council, like you want to be in control of housing, there'd be 18 families not enjoying a good quality, well-designed, affordable housing.
In a general way, the fact of the matter is that the government is trying to create this diversion, that the problem is because people are objecting. The problem is that for 10, 15 years, housing policy has failed in this country because of the policies of government, not because of objections or anything else or anything got to do with planning.
Can I go back to that point, Breed Smith, you raised this point about commencements, about new starts, because we are being told and assured constantly by Housing Minister Dara O'Brien that we're on the right track. We have to be patient. You can't build houses overnight, but we are on the right track. But if commencements are down, I think you said 12%, I think the figures I saw was 14% in October year on year. 14% down commencements. Surely that is a very worrying trend. That is not being on the right track, Stephen Matthews.
It's extremely worrying. Now, the minister was in the committee on Thursday dealing with the supplementary estimates, and he is convinced that there will be a very strong delivery towards the end of the year. We're going to see that figure increase. But what we're looking at, and I think Martin is quite correct in that, we had a lost decade in terms of housing. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to go into government was not just for climate and not just for transport. It was to address housing. And there was two key areas in housing that as Greens we wanted to address, and we have done that. One is the introduction of cost rental. It's going to be an absolute game changer. It is slow and it will be difficult to get it at scale. The Land Development Agency are going
to be... Why is it so difficult to get that at scale?
Look, there's a couple of areas. why it's hard to produce housing very, very quickly and at scale. And Sinn Féin don't like to deal in the facts of this. We have inflationary costs. We have constraints in terms of trying to get.
But we didn't have cost rental for years when there was. When
you
didn't have.
And you didn't have the Greens in government. Exactly my point. We went into government because we wanted to introduce cost rental. That's long term. And I think a lot of people don't know what cost rental is. And I think the local authorities really need to step up in delivery of cost rental. The LDA introduced the first cost rental scheme in County Wicklow this week. Really good quality homes, affordable rents, long term secure tenancy. That's what we heard from the renters there today. They want security of tenure, they want affordability, and cost rental will do that. The other area that we're making really strong progress in, and this is green again, is dereliction and vacancy. And we can go through the measures we're introducing, dereliction and vacancy. No, seriously, Bree.
Where is the progress in dereliction and vacancy? We have thousands of derelict homes in this country, and there's no move on fixing them up. Even in my own area,
and I tell you
council houses that are lying empty for years, and no move to deal with it.
And I think you'll agree with me on this, Bree. This is around planning as well. And for years, we hollowed out our towns and we went greenfield, greenfield after greenfield. We need to focus that back in again. And that does take time to do. But we've introduced...
It wouldn't take so much time if you declared a housing emergency and used the powers under an emergency legislation to push these laws forward.
Tell me one thing you do in a housing emergency under new legislation. Please set it out, because we don't hear any facts. We don't hear any suggestions from opposition. All we hear, there is a ban on evictions in place.
It's a moratorium until April.
And a moratorium, yeah. Okay.
It's not for everybody. I met a woman from Dunleary the other day at a protest we had outside the Dáil. We had the people from Tahany House, from the apartments in Dunleary that Richard has been fighting about for years. And she was crying because she's an overhauled tenant. She's already had her eviction notice, but she's nowhere to go. And that ban does not apply to her. She will be thrown out before Christmas with her two 13-year-old daughters.
And we need to stop people from falling into homelessness. And the way to do that is to produce more public housing. And that is what we're doing. We've had the local authority.
Stephen, there's going to be people screaming at the radio. Can I ask you something? I just got a text in here. A question for Stephen Matthews. Why is housing not on the agenda at the Green Party convention this weekend?
We had a meeting on it last night, and we discussed very much around that dereliction and vacancy and how we can, those one and two bedroom units that are so badly needed are really suitable for those second and third stories. We've introduced planning exemptions, we've vacant homes officers, we've vacant homes tax, we've Croí Cónaithe, which is a grant for bringing derelict and vacant homes
back into use.
No, for you, Katie, for Martin, for Breed, for me, for anybody who wanted to go and purchase a derelict or vacant house, there's up to a €50,000 grant there now, and that's to bring that life and living back into towns and villages. And can I just say as well, we had the local authorities in, we've had about 10 or 12 local authorities in to committee over the last 2 months or so, because it's a series of meetings we're doing. Every one of the local authorities is saying to us they are hitting their targets, in and around hitting their targets. Some are exceeding it and some expect to exceed it next year. They say they're fully resourced, they're fully funded.
Is it not the case that no local authority in Dublin has delivered a single house this year in the first 6 months of this year? Yep.
I don't believe so. I think the approved housing bodies as well.
But that's not the local authorities.
We're talking about direct bills by local authorities, which we're told again and again, this is where we need to get back to. We need to get local authorities building.
We do,
can I ask you about that story in the front of the Irish Times today? Irish Times reporting that local authorities will be offered €100 million to pay off debts on condition they develop modular homes for accelerated social housing in the next 2 years. Is this where we've got to now? We actually have to give local authorities €100 million to pay off their debts to get them to deliver these homes.
I haven't read that story, Katie, but what I can say to you is that where local authorities acquired land over the years at a very high cost, there was a viability gap there in them trying to produce housing at a certain price per unit, and the land cost has to come into that. So if there is extra funding available, and I believe there is, I think the Minister said this at the estimates on Thursday, so we talked about that underspend in some local authorities, there'd be no capital surrender. That money will not be going back. That money will be redistributed to local authorities, the capital acquisition scheme to provide housing for
and
for
just
homelessness,
the other
for,
angle, and I'll
for
let
elderly.
You, I'll let you back in on this.
For
the other
with disabilities.
The other story in that story as well, they were quoting multiple sources that there is now, and this was the quote, a growing realisation that tax breaks for developers may be needed to drive investment in housing. Is the Green Party on board for that? Would some of those sources be Green Party sources?
I'd like to talk about facts on the viability gap if I can, but on tax breaks for developers, I'm very cautious of that. I would really have to see the detail on that. That's what kind of fueled a Celtic tiger boom time stuff, and we've got to be really careful about that. I haven't read that story, Katie, so I can't comment in detail on it. But can we talk about talk about viability gaps though? Because that's something that Sinn Féin.
Just in relation to the story. Now, I haven't read the story. I just heard about the story and the money that's been provided to local authorities. I understand that there are many local authorities that have land banks that they have big debt on, and it's a problem for them to be able to develop them. Look, if it requires money to do this, fair enough, do it. But get the houses built. Why were we doing it now, on the day that the public is going on the street marching for to demand to put roofs over their heads? Why was this not done 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago for to get that land developed and houses built on? That's what I can't understand.
First of all, I find it extraordinary that the chairperson of the Housing Committee in the Oireachtas doesn't know about that story on the front of the paper. Because if you're the chairperson, you should know about everything that goes through planning,
in the
plans that are in the minister's head or whatever he's announcing to the media. But secondly, the idea that tax breaks, and I know you're queasy about it, more tax breaks to developers, more easing of the rules around planning, etc., are going to help is nonsense. To me, it's like the Galway tent all over again without the canvas. It's developer-led housing policy. It's not led by what is required. It's all about what the developers want. Instead of the man in the job, the man in the chair, and the department seeing it necessary to create a state-led company that's going to build. We need builders. We don't need developers leading the policy. We need the government leading the policy. But it seems to me that we're bending over backwards yet again to please the developers and the Construction Industry Federation. We have to stop it, because we won't make progress if we don't.
Yeah, Stephen Matthews, is that when you're talking about the viability gap, is that we're basically talking about needing to give tax breaks to developers to close that viability gap?
That's not what I'm talking about at all. The Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, very reputable and independent group, produced a report last year. I don't know if you've seen it, Breed, but it talked about the viability gap in building an apartment. And an apartment was coming in, not a high-spec apartment, your average kind of two-bed apartment, was coming in at about €540,000. Now, you've developers out there who can't, you know, if that's what it costs to build, there's no market to sell that in. People can't afford to buy that. I think we would all agree at that. So that viability gap has to be made up. And the Croí-Cónaithe Cities Fund that government introduced was to bridge that viability gap. The same way we do with the shared equity, and the same way we do with the affordable housing schemes, we try and bridge the gap so we can provide housing, whether that's private purchase, public purchase, social housing, cost rental. That's government's job to provide those houses. And we've a number of strands in place
but
to do
that. But it's not happening.
Okay, can I put you...
I can only speak for the last two years, Martin. I just want to get more of what our listeners are saying,
and I know you'll want to know what listeners are saying in relation to this. And again, on the back of this, I saw Niall Muldoon, the Children's Ombudsman, today saying the government has to up its game. The number of children living in homeless emergency accommodation now is and has been over 3,000 for way too long. And for every one of those children, I see a listener emails to say thousands of children living in Ireland today in transient housing situations will never have a connection to a community. We do not yet understand the cost of this to them and to wider society for further social cohesion. I mean, it's a huge, urgent issue.
It's massive. It's an absolute crisis situation, Katie. I totally agree with those comments, and we're doing absolutely everything we possibly can. Now,
when I hear your party leader saying today that there will be a whole tranche of new measures needed to deal with homelessness, why are we still at the level of coming up with a whole tranche of new measures? We're obviously not doing everything we possibly can now.
Martin touched on it there a moment ago, and I would agree with him. We had that last decade where there was nothing happening. There was an over-reliance on private for private industries to provide for our housing needs, and it just didn't work.
But it's now, still it was the same. One of the reasons, it hasn't changed.
No, Martin, that's not true. The Land Development Agency. Now, listen, you voted against the LDA, Breed. I don't know what way you voted on it, but you voted against the LDA. And yeah.
I think it's one of the most important. Would you accept that the LDA has been slow?
And I want them to do more. I want the local authorities to do more. I want the LDA to do more. I want private industry to do more at affordable prices. I want everybody to do more. I think we would agree on that. And we will give them every opportunity. We'll use every tool, financial aid there is possible out there to provide that housing.
You acknowledge that the last decade was complete failure in terms of housing and the Green Party step in to try and change that. But who are you stepping in with? the same political entities that are responsible for the last decade, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and you seem to think that your 12 TDs are going to change their policies. That's not happening.
Well, Breedy, it's their policies that are leading. If you don't step up, if you continue, like, you've served two terms, you're in a second term here now. If you don't step up, you can't take action. And we stepped in during the COVID pandemic, remember, when many parties decided that they'd go off and have rallies around the place and tell people they won the election. We stepped in at a very difficult time because we wanted to introduce the measures on housing and on climate and on transport. And we are delivering on many of those.
You're not delivering on housing.
You're not delivering on housing.
And you're not doing it fast enough.
You're not delivering on health.
And certainly not on transport. I mean, just like, I wish you'd stop pretending that everything is rosy in the garden. It is not.
Did I say that?
No, you didn't.
I said I want to do more, I want to do faster,
we're delivering on housing, we're delivering on health, we're delivering on climate. You're not. It's just not happening. But you're doing it with two entities, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that have dominated the political landscape in this country and have brought us into this housing crisis.
And who will you go into government with, Breed? To make the changes
that
you want to
do. That is not the question. The question
is...
if I was in government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, I'd be insisting they declare a housing emergency or we're pulling out and calling an election.
So you would do something radical. You would go into government with Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil.
No, I didn't say that. If I was, I'd be doing something radical. If I was in your shoes, I'd be more radical. I'd step up to the plate and I'd scream at Minister O'Brien, you have to declare a housing emergency. If you don't, we're pulling out of this government.
Okay, we'll take a break.